Gabrazak said her chances at an Olympic spot depended on whether the U.S. skeleton team earned a third position and then whether she could gain that position. But as of December, the athletes were optimistic.
You know, coming out of the end of last season, things looked really good. What we needed to do was qualify a third sled for the Olympics, and I was in that third spot. Coming into this season, I qualified fourth out of the U.S. team, but I was very close to the other competitors. So what we still needed to do was qualify a third spot, and I needed to outrank our additional, or the other girls on the team. But after the first race, Russians were doing really well, and none of us on the team had done well enough to qualify a third sled, but there were still six races to go, so we were still optimistic, and it was the third race, training for the third race, where I hit my head.
She said during the run in Germany, she did not crash, but had a rough ride.
It was in December. We'd had two races in Austria, and we had just gotten to Altenburg, Germany, which is in eastern Germany near Dresden, and it was just during a training run. Yeah, I didn't actually crash. I just had a rough run, and it could have been in a couple of spots. I'm pretty sure it was in curve 13. So I don't really remember taking a specific hit, but it was just a really rough run. And my face hit the ice a few times. And when I got to the finish, my helmet was broken and I wasn't feeling quite right.
Gabrazak said her first concussion, suffered in December of 2012, was not a hit, but an injury caused by the drag of G-forces on her head.
There really was no instance of a severe hit or even really any hit other than the normal. It happens often when you're going through a high pressure curve, if you're tired, if it's extremely fast or technical track, your neck might not be strong enough to hold your head up. And so your chin will actually, in the helmet, there's a chin guard on it for that purpose, but your chin will actually skip across the ice. And so the doctors were thinking that it was from repetitive skipping across the ice in high pressure curves that I got my first concussion.
After the second concussion, she did not need to consult with a doctor.
I knew something wasn't right just because I had hit my head before, or I'd had the concussion before, and I knew the symptoms. You know, I started to feel really foggy and dizzy, and I had a bit of a headache, and just wasn't really present at the track. And when I noticed those things immediately. I knew that something wasn't right, but being an athlete and being incredibly stubborn and often stupid as we are, I ignored that and took another run, also just because I didn't want to finish on that note. I wanted to finish on a good run if that happened to be my last one. It wasn't until I got back to the hotel and really put some thought into it that I realized I was kind of being an idiot and it wasn't a good idea to continue sliding.
Gabrazak said that final run was her best of the week, and although it maybe wasn't the smartest decision, she was glad that her life on the skeleton track ended with that. She said her recovery is going fairly well.
You know, the first one, they think it was so bad because it was like a repetitive injury from all the years of sliding. And after 6 months of treatment, I was actually pretty much close to completely recovered. So when I got this concussion, it was not as bad, and it was like getting a first concussion. So the recovery has been a lot better.
Hmm. So have you been able to keep up with your job duties then, as with your new job as planning director of Saratoga Springs?
I have. Fortunately, it has not been enough to cause me difficulty with my job.
She said for now, she has to sleep a lot, sometimes has headaches, and is really used up at the end of a long work day. After several years as a Summit County planner, she's now planning director at Saratoga Springs. The long-term effects of concussion is still a big question mark, she said. It's something being studied by the military and the NFL. In the meantime, she's also recovering from surgery on one hip performed last week. Another hip is set for surgery in the fall. We asked her what her mindset is at this point.
You know, it's taken me a while to work my way through the various stages of grief, but overall, I'm doing pretty well. It's going to be difficult to see the Olympics on television, that's for sure, and I haven't really decided if I'm going to watch or not, but I think I'm a lot closer to acceptance, and I'm really excited to move on.
After all this, she said she still has a lot of love for the sport of skeleton.
I look back, and even with, you know, how it ended, I really don't have any regrets. It's a fantastic sport. I do recommend anybody that is interested, just go to the Olympic Park and try it. It's the closest thing that you'll ever get, the closest you will ever get to feeling like you're Superman. You're flying, it's smooth, it's just this swooping, high-speed, amazing feeling that is really unequaled by anything else.
Retiring skeleton athlete Kimber Gabrizak. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.